Welcome to Happy Inside. It's Michelle here, bringing you 11 years of clinical experience in gut-focused therapy and embodied psychotherapy. We're talking about the emotional, behavioral, and psychological aspects of gut disorders, chronic conditions, chronic stress and anxiety. All those conversations you've been waiting to have are happening here. Ever comes to me and says, I'll just take the band-aid solution, please. Just give me the option where I get the tiniest reprieve from this situation, these feelings, these symptoms, whatever they are, and then it's all going to come flooding back and I'll have to redo it all over again. No one wants that. We want permanent solutions. We want permanent resolution so that we don't even have to deal with this again. How good does that sound? I'm excited. That is what we want, right? So I'm here to share with you that I don't do band-aids. They fall off. I've spoken about them before, but this is an entire episode about band-aids because I want to share why I don't do band-aids. And I think that this will really resonate with you. So when we think of band-aids, then we think that, you know, what we're doing is we're applying some kind of temporary short-term solution, aren't we? Now, when we're talking about physical ailments, emotions, stress, anxiety, you know, difficult circumstances, relationships, whatever they may be that are causing you some internal upheaval, then if we're going to apply a band-aid to that, it's like we're, you know, applying a skill. So we might learn a skill to keep all of that at bay over there. It's like we're holding the dam wall back. And the longer we stand there holding that dam wall back without a foundational resolution, then guess what that dam is doing? It's just filling up more and more and more. And so we're just keeping it at bay, right? And it requires more strength and more energy and more attention for us to keep holding it, to just not let it get at me, right? So that might be that, you know, you're managing symptoms, for example, or you're distracting yourself to get away from them, or you're distracting yourself from the circumstances in your life that are causing you stress. Distraction is a good tool, but it's actually only a short-term tool. It's very good to use short-term, but it is not a long-term solution. In fact, you know, I think that that's probably where a lot of people get stuck, is that they're applying distraction as some kind of long-term tool, essentially. But of course, guess what's happening in the background? That dam is just filling up and filling up and filling up. And even though you think you're distracting from that, your psyche knows better. It knows. You can't trick your psyche. It knows. It's there all the time and it knows, oh dear, this is filling up more and more and more. And then depending on how you respond to that, you might have to distract more and more and more and more, right, to keep away from it. And it's just this vicious cycle that, well, let's face it, you're not going to win. I don't want that to happen for you. And I don't want you to be in that constant state of vigilance, because it is. You know, if we are applying band-aids to things as a permanent, you know, solution, rather than just a really short term, you know, how am I going to get through today because I need to go to work and I'm, you know, just had a fight with my partner, or I'm distressed about something, but I need to put that aside temporarily so that I can get some other things done. But then I'll come back to that. That is temporary measure that is effective and skillful to do, but only if you intentionally come back to attend to the very thing that you have left aside momentarily. It's not a way to move through life, right? Because if you are applying that strategy day after day, after month, after year, then you know that you have to keep applying that strategy. And oh my goodness, it's just like that damn wall. I couldn't possibly let go of that damn wall, which means I have to stay vigilant to everything that's happening. And is it slipping? You know, is it filled up too much? Has there been a flood? Or has extra stress come into my life and it's just flooded that dam? And now I have to hold even harder because if I slip, if I let one hand go, or, you know, lose my concentration and look in the other direction and oof, it's all going to come flooding down on me, right? We're trying to avoid that. So it takes a lot of pressure to keep on top of that, a lot of vigilance on your behalf to do that. And I'm here to tell you that that level of pressure and vigilance is not doing anything for your original state of stress. Is only adding to it. So this is why I don't do Band-Aids, right? Because we want answers. We want a way out of the things that, you know, persistently causing us difficulty. We want to know deep within us, to have that core sense of, oh, it's a relief. Oh, I resolved that. So I don't need to pay, you know, much more attention really. I don't have to hold it back. I don't have to use all my attention and energy staying vigilant to it just in case. But I can actually breathe and find some space in my life if I come and attend to the core of what's causing me to feel this way in the first place. And that's what I'm all about. That's why I exist. If you are experiencing heightened stress, heightened anxiety, any other difficulties in your life, any physical ailments that come with that, anything that you are having difficulty with, then that's why I'm here, is to investigate with you, to understand what's going on and what are the mechanisms that have that in place and how then we can understand the core of it, so that we can come in at that core and actually make some foundational changes. Oh my goodness, how great does that sound? So I've got some better options for that. And those options are quite simple. They start with listening. We need to listen to the cues that we're receiving. So the cues are stress, for example. There's something that's causing me stress. Am I feeling tense or tight or anxious within myself or irritated? What's going on there? And so if I look further, then I can understand what is contributing to that, right? Is it a situation outside myself? Is it how I'm thinking about a situation? Is it something to do with myself, something that's old that I haven't addressed yet? So we're looking at what are those cues, right? So if there's a cue there, then if we respond to those cues effectively, then we're responding to the core of those things, right? So we can actually have an opportunity to respond and to resolve whatever it is at its core. So, you know, I used tension before as an example, and tension's a really great example to use, you know, probably if you're listening to my podcast, then you likely are experiencing some form of tension in your body, which presents itself as gut symptoms. If I was to ask you to tune into your body to get a sense of what your body feels like, you know, could you go, oh, I'm nice and relaxed actually? Or would you say, oh, wow, my body just feels so tense all over, or there's particular parts of me that are tense, or my gut's really tight, or my shoulders are tight, or I'm clenching my jaw. Usually there's some level of tension there. Sometimes that level of tension is unconscious too. sometimes that takes for us to do some work together to discover, oh, when we start to relax, that's when you can really tune into your body and see, ooh, actually, there's a good deal of tension that I'm holding here. So we hold tension in all different parts of our body. You know, some people hold tension in neck and shoulders, a lot of people in the gut. We get tension headaches, we get migraines, we get aching body or sore kind of muscles or joints or stiffness, etc., right? So a temporary band-aid solution might be to take some ibuprofen, take a Panadol, take some headache tablets. That's going to help with those, doesn't help with the source of the tension, but it just helps with the pathways, the messages that your brain's receiving, right? So then that kind of calms that down temporarily. But if, for example, neck and shoulder tension or headaches and migraines are something that is ongoing and persistent in your life, then we can't be taking headache tablets for that all the time, right? We need to come back and listen to those cues. Okay, so when do I get tense? When does this happen? And what's that about? Is it when I'm sitting in the traffic? is it in relationship with another person? Is that tension or stress coming from my job? Is it coming from my internal thoughts? We want to have a closer look and understand that, because that's actually the root cause of where it's coming from. So our job then, if we want to get rid of band-aid solutions, is to come in and attend to those foundations. So where is that tension coming from in the first place? So if you have gut symptoms and you have heightened stress and anxiety, then we absolutely need to attend to that heightened stress and anxiety, because there is no doubt that there is a contributing factor from there. It might not be everything, but it is definitely a contributing factor. So a heightened nervous system, which is our stress response, is designed to affect our gut biologically. I've got a podcast on that you can go back and listen to. So we know that there's an element there of stress that's contributing to your symptoms. Now, if you were saying, no, I'm not stressed at all, I'm nice and loosey-goosey, my body's always relaxed, and that's genuine, then we go, okay, well, there's symptoms that are coming from somewhere else, and that's another place to listen to look for those cues and respond to those cues effectively. But it all starts with the listening. We have to listen first and very carefully and skillfully. And when we listen effectively, it gives us the right information. So good. It's like sometimes I see clients in my clinic who have been belting their head against the wall through diet, right? They might have an experience, a lifelong experience of being or of pronounced stress and anxiety. The nervous system tends to be wired that way. They tend to be a pretty stressed person in their lives generally, or a very anxious person in their lives. And they've gone through, a particular medical pathway usually that said, oh, it's diet. You need to go and fix your diet and adjust your diet, and then your symptoms will go away. And what makes me terribly sad is when those people plug away at that diligently, do all the things that is prescribed for them to do, and yet the symptoms don't go away, right? So we know, okay, well, it's not diet on its own, is it? There's some other contributing factors there. So we need to look at and listen very carefully again to what those cues are, and to have a close look where they're coming from. So, food intolerances is a really good example here, right? So if you are reacting to whole foods, I'm not talking about manufactured, produced food. I'm talking about whole foods that our bodies are designed to tolerate, to utilize, to break down, to work with, to get what we need from fruits, vegetables, meats, etc., right? So if you are intolerant to a good deal of those foods, not just the odd one here or there, but a good deal of those foods, then the short-term solution, the band-aid, is to restrict those foods from your diet. And often people get symptom relief from that, which is fantastic because that's what we want, right? We want to reduce those symptoms down. But we can't stay on a restricted diet forever. While you are on a restricted diet, you must be investigating and attending to the underlying cause. Now, you might be asking yourself, what do you mean the underlying cause? I just have a food intolerance and I don't have any allergies. Well, if your body is struggling with whole foods, and as I said before, with a good range of whole foods, then if we listen to the cues and we go, okay, you've removed those foods from your diet and it's given you, you know, some relief. So we go, okay, those foods do upset you. Then we can ask the next question is, what's going on within me that my body is having difficulty with whole foods? So it means that we don't stop at diet. We have to come down further at the core and understand, why is your body having difficulty digesting or utilizing whole foods? And that's an important question, because your body shouldn't really. It should be okay-ish, pretty okay. So it means that there is an underlying reason that we need to attend to, right? So while you're restricting those foods from your diet and enjoying the freedom of less symptoms, then we also need to be investigating usually your microbiome, you know, or some other root causes in your body systems to understand what's going on and why you're reacting to those foods in the first place. Because, like I mentioned a bit earlier on, when we can come in and attend to those root causes, resolve those root causes, well, guess what? Then, A, you don't need band-aid solutions, which means you don't need to restrict your diet. B, you've resolved the problem and you don't need to be vigilant to that anymore. Oh, there's just so much relief in that. I hope you can hear it as well. I bet you do, because I know that's what you're looking for. You just want to live that life again that's got full freedom, right? So this is why no band-aid. And this is why I work with a number of practitioners who are functional gut practitioners, who actually look at attending to the root causes to understand what is going on deep down underneath that is producing these symptoms in the first place. And this is also why those practitioners work alongside me, because they understand that you are a whole human being, that there are many elements that contribute to your symptoms. And they want the capacity, just like I do, to be sure that we are understanding all of the elements that are contributing and resolving the core or the foundation of all of those elements, right? Because we want the same thing that you want, which is to go out there and live and have a great life and not worry about these things anymore, right? It's just to go out there and be free and not be vigilant and not have to be holding that damn wall back all the time. And I realize the irony in the tone of my voice when I say damn wall. I want you to be rid of that as much as you want to as well. Come on, let's get this happening. Before you put your device down, while you've got it right here, leave a review. I've put a review link in the show notes. Jump on, let me know what you think. Give me some feedback. I love to hear from you. It really excites me and lights me up.